This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talking about this K-Fire Agri International, long darn time, and it's finally here, by golly, so come on by and see us at the Bismarck Event Center. We'll see me. Todd has chose to hunker down.
You want to try that one more time?
The K-Fire Agri International
chose
mothership there. Are you coming here at any point to see the match?
Yes.
We'll be asking for you.
Yeah.
Okay. When are you going to be here? Tell folks.
If nothing else, the K-Fire Cafe will be there tomorrow afternoon. But I'm planning on getting down there for a little while today as well.
All right, because they'll be asking, just so you know. So I just wanted to make sure.
They? That, who's yeah, they?
The masses.
Yeah. Here's two masses.
Here's two wonderful kids right here. They're wondering, where's Todd Mitchell? They have little tears.
Yeah. Now that you said
eyes.
That, they're probably going to ask you who's Todd Mitchell. But that's you know.
No, they know Todd Mitchell.
And really?
And they're wondering, where are you from, kids?
Hey, Pinocchio, is your nose growing? Or
Where? Kintyre. Kintyre. Is that right? Glad you're here. See? Just to prove to you it wasn't, like, making it up, Todd, is what I'm saying.
I didn't. All I heard them say is Kintyre, so.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. They were
the rest you're Kintyre. Fabricating here.
I can't prove to you that they have tears rolling up in their eyes. I can't know how I do that. Anyway,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-Fire Agri International edition of What's on Your Mind, and I want to know what's on your mind. It's as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number. You can also text us 701-226-8503. I have two things on my mind today. Otherwise, anything goes. Anything on your mind, lay it on me. Let's have it. I don't have anything else. You want to know what the two things are, Ton?
What's that?
Michael Flynn. Who's Michael Flynn?
Well, he's now a free agent.
Yeah, so till last night, the National Security Advisor for the President of the United States, right?
Yeah.
I have a theory, and I want to test my theory. That the hubbub that is consuming Washington, D.C., any national newscast you watch, see, read over the next couple of days, they're hyperventilating over this. And this is basically the swamp fighting back. So what did Donald Trump say he was going to do? He said he was going to drain the swamp. I had a fella come up to me today when I was setting up, just say, hey, I want to shake your hand. I listen to the show. I really like it. And I listened to the entire campaign and since, and I'm so happy Donald Trump's there. I'm so happy Donald Trump's there. And I said, you, sir, represent what I believe is the vast majority of real world America, where we live here. Okay, right here in the Northern Plains. We live on the real world, in the real world. And I believe the real world, some of whom are coming to the K-Fire Agri International today, some of whom are just going about their day at work, driving to work, providing for the family, making an honest living, okay? They don't care two licks about Michael Flynn. And the hubbub of the Washington Times and Washington Post, rather, and the New York Times and NBC News and all the others have cooked up. They don't care. It's a blip in their lives, okay? It's a blip. It will be a hyperventilating, a kind of a freak-out kind of day from the national media on that story. But I don't believe people care. Tell me I'm wrong, and I welcome it. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm right, you can say that, too. 800-228-0550. If you want to text, one of two words. You can text care or don't care. Care or don't care. That's all you need to, you know, and the same thing when you call. Okay? Look. Michael Flynn erred by telling the vice president the issue of sanctions did not come up in his conversations with the Russians. But the fact that he had a conversation, the fact that he had a dialogue, is perfectly fine. It's been done by previous administrations. It's no big deal. This whole thing is no big deal, honestly. I believe that the Trump administration was aware that there was more in those conversations than were originally disclosed by Michael Flynn. I believe that he since has apologized to the vice president. If we take him at his word, I think this became an issue because this woman who was fired at the Department of Justice by the Trump administration decided to go for a little revenge, and she leaked some information. Shouldn't have been leaked. Typical of Obama administration officials and lawyers who are more interested in their standing than they are the law. And she leaked some information to the Washington Post, so it became a bit of a hubbub, and the guy said, you know what, I'm a distraction, I'm going to resign. He happily decided to be a scapegoat and get out of there because he cares more about Donald Trump and the job at hand. That's the whole story in 30 seconds. That's everything you need to know right there. And I believe the vast majority of people listening here in the heartland who are coming to the K-Fire Agri International today, who are going about their daily lives, don't care. It doesn't matter. It's a distraction. What you should care about, however, and is rather important, and that is that this administration, under President Donald Trump, are trying to drain the swamp, and that's not easy. And the swamp fights back, and the swamp gets revenge, and the swamp swings, and every once in a while the swamp hits its target. So that's what happened last night. But I don't think we should care. I think we should just, the only thing I ought to care about is that this is a war. This is a war. And there are some people, Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, people of all political stripes, there are some people that hate with a capital H Donald Trump and everybody that works for him and everything he stands for. Mostly because it means less power for them. You catching my drift? Less power for them. So that's why they hate, double hockey sticks hate everything they have, you know, to do with. Everything that they're about. Everything that they stand for. Hate. So if you want to see Donald Trump succeed, if you want to see America take a step forward, if you want to see, you know, a new approach, it's going to be bumpy, folks. It is. This is just this is scratching the surface. This is small ball. This is, you know, really the least of it. It's going to get big time. I believe the vast majority of you don't care. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. Matthias in Bismarck, care, don't care? What do you want to say?
Well, I care, but I'm also a political junkie, so it's a little bit different.
So tell me how you care. In other words, I care, too. I think this specific incident is not what it's being made out to be in the media. So I don't care in the sense that... Okay, give me your different take.
What I'm looking at is that all of the news media and all the people who, you know, hate with a capital H, like what you're talking about, they're missing the point that they haven't been able to do anything to Trump or to Trump's cabinet. But what Trump's cabinet has been able to do is now one of their own through his own fault. So it has caused an issue. So basically it looks like they're the only ones that are going to be able to hurt themselves.
And that's a fair point. Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, it's a good warning, too, to the Trump folks. Look, this is war, and you better be above board times 10 because they're coming for you. And, you know, check, triple check, quadruple check, dot I's, cross T's. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. The other part of this, too, is that, you know, this shows the integrity and the caliber of person that Trump is picking. You know, Flynn went out and he said, I screwed up. And then he, you know, proverbial fell on his sword.
Another very good point on your part, Matthias. Ask yourself if, you know, who do you remember in a high-profile position in the Obama administration who resigned? Yeah, me either. I can't think of one. There probably was one, but I tell you what, not many. And very often you wonder, is anybody going to step forward and say, no, it's a different game. So, yeah, another good point. Very good point.
So,
anything else, Matthias, since you're on a roll?
No, that was it. Keep it up, man. Talk to you later.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Let's go to New Rockford. Larry, what about New Rockford's take on all this? What do you think?
I don't care. Absolutely don't care. This is war, like you say. There are casualties. Next man up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Who's
man up? This is totally a distraction to the real issue we're dealing with right now is immigration. And they're fighting and kicking and screaming, but American people don't want this crap.
Isn't it something going on with immigration? And Donald Trump, under Donald Trump's watch, which basically is just inertia from the government at this point, 700 criminals who were here illegally being deported, and you have freakout city going on in the media over moms and maids. Moms and maids are being kicked out. No, moms and maids are not being kicked out. Criminals who were here illegally already committing more illegal acts are being kicked out. Very good point. But that's why we have to fight back against this stuff, Larry. Hang on, we'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Planes, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot on the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times, at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them, 13th Avenue South, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club, Bismarck, in front of Kmart, South Washington, Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Live, on location, at least I am. Todd Mitchell, not so much.
Well, I'm what? I'm on live, and I'm
yeah,
on
you're
location.
On live, but you're not here on location. You're not in...
Well, I'm here on location.
Again, we have people coming up saying, where's Todd Mitchell? And
liar.
One, two, three, four of them right here just now asked. Yeah. They got their little legacy seed bag. They're on to get free goodies, and they're a little disappointed that you're not here. I'm just saying. Anyway, we are at the K-Fire Agri International. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Todd will be here for the K-Fire Cafe tomorrow. And also stopping by a little later on today. So come on by and see us. And we are brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Now, nurses, I'd love for you to listen up here a moment. Why'd you become a nurse? You have a heart for others, don't you? You want to grow in your skills, too, and excel in that profession. Well, at the University of Mary, there is a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. Those folks understand your desire to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want you to move forward. They're going to help make that possible. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. A remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. By the way, we had a call from a listener a while ago who said, hey, I'm out Dickinson way. I don't understand why Dickinson State University is dropping the nursing program. Can you get an answer? We're going to get an answer today. Dr. Thomas Mitzel, the president, will join us in just a little bit. Troy Coons from CNC Farms. We're always open to fun conversations, talking ag with Troy, and he's here at the Agri International, so look forward to that. And your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. All right, so to finish with Larry in New Rockford, what were you going to say, Larry, before I had to go to the break?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hi, Larry. You're on, sir. What you weren't quite done with what you wanted to say, so I wanted to...
Well, I was going to say that this we're dealing with an issue. I mean, if you watch the news, all we hear is immigration, deportation. Boom, the situation with Flynn comes up and totally derails the true issue of what we're dealing with right now. Next man up. I mean, Flynn made a mistake. The caller said that he dove on his sword and he's getting out of the way. We got something going and we got to stay focused.
Good points. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch. Texters say, don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. I got 5, 6, 7, 8 of those here. Another texter says this is just a witch hunt. Scott is seeing everything slipping through his fingers. I don't know what you mean by that. If you're an anti-Trumper and you think that somehow I'm seeing this as a derailment of the Trump agenda, far from it. I'm just saying, I think for those of the in the audience that want to see the president succeed, as I do, implement what he said he was going to implement in the campaign, as I do, you need to understand this is a war and this is the kind of stuff that's going to go on. And if you turn on a television set, watch a newscast on a cable show, open a newspaper, you know, hear a radio newscast, it's going to be the sky is falling for the Trump administration. Michael Flynn had to resign. And my point is, what am I proving here? The vast majority of people don't care. This is much ado about nothing. You know, it's a war. Man down, get to the next one, as that caller just said. So far from it. Jim and Fargo, your take. You're up on what's on your mind.
I don't care, but it's the media. They are so obsessed with the fact that, you know, we don't care. They can't drum up stuff that cares. You know, Trump is like, he handles things properly. And the biggest loser, of course, is the United States, because Michael Flynn was a good man. He made a mistake and he's gone. And that's the way it should be. But when you make mistakes, you can't make them at that level. Unless you're a Democrat and your last name is Clinton and you can make a mistake. You know, the phony trumped up stuff over this, and they weren't the least upset about her server. You know, it just shows the absolute hypocrisy is beyond the pale. You know, it's just, I can't even stand it.
Jim, thanks for the call. Do you care about this controversy? Do you not care about it? We're going to pivot at some point to something I think we all ought to care about, and we can talk about. But I'm just curious. I believe in my gut that most people don't care. They just see this as a media frenzy that's much ado about nothing. So I'm asking the question. Todd, Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550, 258-0550. Your opinion matters. Let us know what it is. Tell us what's on your mind, 258-0550. Todd, go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My comment is this. Just when are the Republicans going to take the gloves off? You know, we got George Soros walking around, no arrest warrant. We have Obama that has committed treason after treason, no arrest warrant. It's time Republicans take these gloves off. We're in a war.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, the question is, when you say Republicans, are you talking about kind of the establishment congressional Republicans? Because I don't think Donald Trump is going to sit back and take any of this lightly. I think that's the difference here. That's why I think they're freaking out. They being the media, the elites, the left. They smell blood and they're going for blood. And this is a war, and they're going to take everybody out. Because look, when you drain the swamp fights back. So which Republicans are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about he's got Attorney General Sessions there. Get the warrant out for George Soros. Deport him to Russia. They've got an arrest warrant sitting for him right now. This man is a danger to America, and Trump needs to take this serious.
Yeah, I agree with you. And George Soros has been part of wrecking our lives these last 188 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. George Soros is writing checks for some of these groups. Others are writing checks. Who are they? Congressional hearings, investigations, state, federal, I don't care. Get to it. I'm with you. Kevin Moorhead, go.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, just like take a second and differentiate the terms that's being used improperly by all the media out there. Immigrants are doing things the proper way, coming to the nation, going through the right processes. Takes a lot of money, but they're always welcomed here. We are a nation of immigrants. We all are immigrants, and we're proud to have them. We're proud to be that way. The illegal people in this nation are undocumented, or as I refer to them, criminal trespassers. That is not welcome here. There are people that are coming in here. They're costing lots of money, and there's no way of telling what their intentions are, good or bad. That's a huge thing that's being misconstrued all about the media, and it's hard for people to understand the difference when the media is constantly lumping them together and giving them these heartfelt sob stories in that way.
Yeah,
and
good point.
As long as they're doing that, it's going to be hard to tell the difference. So.
Good point. And by the way, let's differentiate between undocumented illegal immigrants that are here, and while they are here illegally, the ones that are here illegally who commit crimes are the ones that are now being deported. Right, so there's not some massive effort underway to go find, illegal immigrants, undocumented illegals that are here, unless they've broken some law. Right, that's the worst of the worst of the being tossed out, and that distinction is also missed. Good points, Kevin. Thanks, Glenn Mandan, Mark Bismarck. More on What's on Your Mind from the KFIRE Ag International coming up.
Important question every day: What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørhamna. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What's on your mind is powered by MyPillow. Because if we don't get, you know, a decent night's sleep, the show goes off the rails, Todd's a little cranky, and, you know, things are just no fun. So we got to get the guy his sleep. And the way we get him his sleep, his beauty sleep, is my pillow. Somebody just laughed at the beauty sleep thing there. Guy in a Pittsburgh Steelers a sweatshirt, kind of like Todd, beauty sleep. Take it up with him, Todd, when you get here. I'm just saying. I didn't, you know, make the point. But
am I your punching bag today? Is that the deal?
I want you to get your sleep. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks to my MyPillow, absolutely do.
Exactly
and it
right.
It is different. Somebody texted me yesterday. You know what? I didn't
is it really
have
true?
One of those. My girlfriend had one, so I used hers, and I didn't snore for the first time.
See, there you go.
I mean, there you go, right? You can't beat that.
And for a limited time, you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Get the Mike 4-Pack Special, 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows. You can't get those anywhere else. Two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping on orders over $100. Great deal. Great deal. Okay. Dickinson State University. Question about nursing. We're going to tackle that in a moment. But first, Mark and Bismarck. Been waiting to chat. Get you in here quickly. Mark, go ahead.
Well, I just want your take on what we can possibly do about the press in this country. It's so biased, and to me it's lying to the American people when they don't tell the whole story or if they just tell their take on it, you know. And we saw that at Cannonball. We see it now. What can we do?
Yeah, do we ever at Cannonball? Boy, I tell you, that, you know, I've said that whole thing is an exercise in fake news, an exercise in how dead the legacy media is. You're absolutely right. My answer quickly, Mark, would be expose it, ignore it. And it'll die. Glenn Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, two things real quickly. First of all, that immigration, you know, President Trump is in there for 4 years. In 4 years, we can get a lot of people out of this country, I would think. And whether it's men, women, or children, if they're here illegally, they're already criminals. And the second thing is, I've heard the name George Soros brought up quite a bit. Here's another name you people should look into, Peter Lewis. He's the owner of Progressive Insurance, and people that either work for Progressive or choose Progressive Insurance supported that protest down in Cannonball.
Isn't that interesting? There's another one. Hope you're not a customer. If you are, you let them know what you think. Good points, Glenn. Thanks. Donnelly, Minnesota is where Jason is calling from. Hey, Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I'm just
I'm looking to open up a discussion about the terminology, and I just noticed you use it on the air, and by the way, I listen to you every day, and I'm a Trump guy, but the terminology is this, illegal immigrants. Now, I've noticed people talking about that for years, and I remember when I was a kid, they were called illegal aliens. But now I'm 47, I'm old, and now everyone calls them illegal immigrants, and I really think we're falling for a liberal trap with regards to terminology. Because immigrants implies that they came through Ellis Island, like my Irish ancestors did in 1860. But the people we're talking about didn't come through Ellis Island, they came across the desert. I don't think those people deserve to be called immigrants, and I think we're falling into a trap by categorizing them as immigrants when in reality they're not really immigrants, they're aliens. And I recently when we heard all the legal language with regards to Trump's authority on immigration, I mean, they talk the rules, I suppose it's in the CFR, they say aliens, they don't say immigrants, so I'm curious what your thoughts are on that, and I'm wondering if maybe the conservative group that we are should start describing them differently. And I think we're falling into a trap and we're taking some status away from the people that did immigrate here legally. And I have many friends that are legal immigrants from all over the world, and it's a lot of work to come here. And they all complain about how much work it is. You know,
what would be a more proper term?
People immigrants are really.
Yeah, no. First of all, I agree with your premise, and I think we often, the left kind of controls the language,
and they're
very, very good at it. And of course, yeah, no, they are. Now, but so what's a better term? We earlier was our caller called and said, you know, something similar and said they ought to be called undocumented, aliens. But what's the proper term in your view?
I think illegal aliens. When I first heard the term was probably in about 1988. And then we called them illegal aliens. And from what I haven't read the CFRs and all the rules that everybody's been talking about, but I suspect if I did, there would be a term alien in there.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Jason. It is, for sure. And I'd welcome other suggestions on what should ought to be. But, Jason, thanks. Appreciate it very much. Let me welcome in our next guest, president of Dickinson State University. We had a call a while ago, and we do this often, and I repeat this as often as you'll hear me. We're here to serve you. And if there's questions you want answered on particular things, please suggest a guest, a topic, whatever. If you got a pressing question, I don't understand why. And a fellow called one day and he said, hey, I see a need for nurses all across the state of North Dakota. I'm from Dickinson. I like Dickinson State University. Why in the heck would they look to eliminate the nursing program as part of their budget cuts? We said, well, we'll call the boss and find out. Dr. Thomas Mitchell joins us now on our Newsmaker line to get us an answer here. Dr. Mitchell, thanks for the time. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
So before we talk about this specific question from the listener, just give me the latest on Dickinson State University. How are things?
You know, I argue that academically we are probably as strong as we have been in the last 20 years. We won 10 different academic awards last year. Our students were NAIA. Our student athletes are not going pro, but we bring in a lot of good academic athletic leaders. Our athletic teams are strong. Those students are full participants in everything on campus. We're doing very well there. Our enrollment was up 5% last year. It was up again this spring. My goal is to hopefully have our enrollment increasing between 8 and 12% until we reach a plateau of about 2,000. We have a infrastructure on our campus for about 2,000 students, and I'd like to get there and then take a breath, look around, and see if we want to be larger or if we're at the right size. But right now, everything's going, our indicators are all very strong.
What is the biggest misconception about Dickinson State University that you battle?
Well, speak about it much. Dickinson went through a very large enrollment drop, and there were reasons for that. There are people who still like to stay focused on that time period. I do not. So I think part of the misconception we have is that we are really looking forward rather than trying to relive the past.
Yeah, that the past is the past might be the misconception, right? It's the future is what you're focused on. Interesting. I understand 400 people have signed an online petition to keep Dickinson State Nursing alive, similar to the views of a listener who called and asked us why, at a time when we need more nurses, the program would be dropped into the budget cuts. Bring us inside that decision.
Well, I would, yes, I'm aware of that petition. Most of those people have written to me individually as well, and I'm very thankful for everybody who has shown support for our nursing program. I argue that not only do we have one of the strongest nursing programs in the state, but I would argue nationally as well, and that's really kind of a shout-out to the entire NDUS educational system. North Dakota does a great job, higher education, getting our students ready to move into what I call their final 45 years of life after higher education. What we are reacting to really is a state allocation. And when we began planning, when we got the first allocation from Governor or then Governor Dalrymple in June for a 10% reduction in state allocation to higher education, we put together a 19-person budget council at DFU, and we looked at every possible pathway going forward. As we were doing that planning process, the cuts went from 10% to 15% and then up to 20%. But I will tell you that we looked at just about every line item. Well, no, we looked at every line item within our budget, and we tried to figure out and determine different ways that we would have to go forward if we were to have to go to the 20% state allocation. One of the problems DSU has is because we did lose a lot of our enrollment very right after they put in the student credit hour appropriation budget portion, the institutions lost an incredible amount of money over the past 4 years from the state appropriation. So we're not losing just 20%. We're at about 33% if this goes all the way to the full outside budget. And that's an area where I'm trying to get people to understand that we are losing about 33% of our budget at DSU. When we looked at all the different possibilities, there is only one pathway that gets us up to that 30%, 33%, and unfortunately that goes through nursing. We did not choose to put nursing on the cut. That is just the pathway that we have to follow.
Is there no other way to find the funding necessary to get to the number you need to get to without nursing? Is that what you're saying?
At the level of allocation and cuts that they're showing, correct.
Because it's an expensive program, basically? I mean, is it the one where you naturally point to find that level of dollars? Or could you, if you didn't do nursing, what would you do to get to your number?
Well, that's an excellent question. And here's where we've struggled a great deal. Again, nursing, and I will tell you that we are planning right now, we are planning forward as if all of our departments and programs will be here. We are not. Our nursing program for next year is full. We actually have, I think, 2 to 3 times as many applicants as we have room. We have a very strong program. The trouble with nursing in an academic sense is that it is what we consider a self-enclosed program. It does not. It is not a program that teaches a lot of general education courses, but it is a program that requires many courses from other departments. With the pricing of nursing, in order to equal that cut, I would have to remove probably 3 or 4 other departments to equal that same amount of funding. The problem is by removing those 3 or 4 other departments, and we only have 10 departments total, but by removing those other 3 to 4 departments, I've removed much of the support system for nursing. So by virtue of removing those other 3 to 4 departments, I've removed nursing. Yeah. We would not have the courses that are required to sustain nursing in the fashion that it needs.
Sounds like, given the budget hand you've been dealt, you don't have a lot of options here. You're making the best options for the long-term health. Not a fun one, not one you'd make if you didn't have to, but obviously given the budget situation, you have to. Appreciate you explaining that as well as you did, and hopefully that answers the question for that listener, but certainly this is a dialogue that will continue. Dr. Thomas Mitchell, President of Dickinson State University.
If I may very quickly, I will say that CSU right now, again, has an extremely strong story to tell. We're moving in a wonderful direction. We have great momentum. What I've been telling and asking for the legislators is just to give us a little bit of help for the next 2 years.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Keep making that case, Dr. Mitchell. Thank you.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Heard me talking about MBI Energy Services and a great place to work. They have a fun event coming up I want you to know about. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley and Tioga, 1 week from tomorrow. That's the February 22nd, Wednesday morning, and meet the folks from MBI. You get to fill your cup and learn more about this premier oil field service company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers. water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga. That's Wednesday morning, 1 week from tomorrow, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you. Bit of news we are following here. Up in Crosby, Divide County Sheriff's Office tells us the Minot SWAT team has been brought into Crosby. There is a shooting incident in the northwest part of Crosby that has prompted a lockdown in the school at Crosby. I don't gather from the facts we have it has anything to do with the school, but it's an incident that has caused a lockdown at the school just to be safe because there is an active shooter that they are tracking in Crosby, so it's a safety thing. So not at the school, but in Crosby. As a result, the lockdown has occurred in the school. Minot SWAT team brought in for that, so we're watching that closely for you, and we'll keep you posted, okay? 10 before the top of the hour, Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms. Troy and I get a chance to talk egg regularly on the program, and we're not talking about the Northwest Landowners Association. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
We have a couple of nice-looking jackets here. These are sharp. CNC Farms jackets that we're going to give away. How are we going to give these away?
Maybe like the first and the fifth person that go to booth 1221.
All right, how about that? So if you're headed for the K-Fire Agri International, stop by and see Troy at the booth. And if you're the first to stop by or the fifth to stop by, in other words, if you're on your way here now, you got a good shot at number one and a little later, number five. So you'll have a shot to stop by the booth and check it out. And if there's nobody at the booth, come find us at the K-Fire booth because Sean and Troy and I are broadcasting from here right now. I have just kind of a big picture ag question for you.
Yes, sir.
I read a story in the Wall Street Journal the other day, and it is one of many now that are out there that are pointing to prices and pointing to things. Most of this nationally, obviously, they're looking at the national picture, but just saying, we are at a crisis in ag. We are at a crisis. So one of the things I've been talking about today is a lot of noise from this decision that happened last night related to Donald Trump's national security advisor resigning, which I believe is a don't care moment for most of us in the real world. Okay, care, don't care. Yeah, it's a blip, but it's consuming the national media. What ought to be consuming the national media is this confluence of the dollar and commodity prices and what's going on in feeding everyone, the source for our food and the source of a great deal of economic activity. If you had a magic wand and could get, you know, the attention of the Congress and the president and, you know, state elected leaders, what would be the fix? What do they need to know? What could be done? What should we be doing based on this crisis right now?
Well, a lot of times you're going to find that it's related to the dollar, the trade. And then, you know, you look at your inventories, and that ends up someplace in the world somebody's going to have to suffer and have lower production to get an increase. But you also have, you know, the increased cost of our money, you know, makes it hard for trade. And then you're going to have somebody in D.C. working on making that trade a little easier.
And I'm going to ask that magic wand question of the audience today, too, here in the second hour, because if you had it, what would you do with it? There is an issue that, to me, is worthy of our time, effort, and attention rather than some of the things that get our attention. You know?
And I'd have to agree in the ag sector right now, you know, we sell seed, and you can feel it from every client that comes up to us and talks about things. They're very hesitant on booking seed, you know, wondering what the different terms can be, and some people are really struggling to put together their finances yet for this upcoming year.
So the KFAR Agri International is a good chance to visit with people. You'll be hearing lots of things. What are the hot topics right now in your line of world? What are they going to ask you about seed-wise?
You know, if you're talking to the forage people, they're looking for the best protein values and tonnage. If you're talking in the grain world, they're wondering what the best contracts are out there so they can hopefully lock in some profit. So we've talked about before where there's some good in oats. A lot of people are talking soybeans because they're simple, prices, you know, better than some of the others, and they're simple to market, you know, compared to the struggles that people had with some of the wheat or the durums or disease issues and other crops last year.
So it's a good time to maybe think outside the box a little bit when it comes to some of those planting decisions.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Definitely.
Look for a little lower input costs overall and what might be better than average on some of the other stuff out there.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are looking at, you know. That's a tough one, you know, to figure that out because you have all the agronomic issues that go along with that. You can't just change to do a good job. You got to look at all your soils, your moistures, your fertility, all those things, your weed base as well.
All right, come see Troy and the crew at the CNC Seed Farm booth here. Troy and the crew from Donnybrook are down here today, and if you can't make it, give them a call at 701-482-7865. 701-482-7865. But you can't call to get the jacket. You got to come get that. K-Fire Agri International Bismarck Event Center. If you're the first or the fifth to come by, you got a free jacket, and they're sharp. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed our chat as always. More coming up, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.